This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. At least six people have been killed, dozens wounded in armed clashes in Beirut. The clashes unfolded Thursday during protests organized by the militant Hezbollah group and its allies against the lead investigator into last year's massive blast at the city's port. The prime minister told reporters that many of the wounded were shot by snipers. He called the events a very dangerous sign. Hezbollah and the allied Shiite Amal movement both want the lead investigator removed. The tensions over the port blast have added to Lebanon's enormous multiple troubles, including an economic and financial meltdown. A building fire that raged out of control for hours early Thursday in a major city in southern Taiwan left at least 46 people dead, at least 41 others injured. Overnight, flames and smoke billowed from the lower floors of the 13-story building as firefighters tried to douse the blaze from the street and aerial platforms in the city. A fire department statement described the fire, which started around 3 in the morning, as extremely fierce and said several floors had been destroyed. It took firefighters until 7 in the morning to extinguish the blaze. A panel of U.S. health advisors has endorsed booster shots for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. The advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend a lower dose booster shot for seniors and other high-risk groups. Already, millions who got their initial Pfizer shots at least 6 months ago are getting a booster of that brand. The FDA panel will discuss booster shots for Johnson & Johnson vaccine Friday. Final decisions are expected sometime next week. U.S. officials stress that the priority is to get shots to the 66 million unvaccinated Americans who are eligible. This is VOA News. A spokesperson for former U.S. President Bill Clinton says that he is in a hospital in California being treated for a non-COVID-related infection. The spokesperson says that Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center Tuesday evening and said that Clinton is on the mend in good spirits and is incredibly thankful to doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. Clinton's physicians say that he is responding to antibiotics well, adding that they hope to have him going home soon. The UN Special Envoy for Colombia is calling for greater efforts to integrate former combatants who are struggling with access to land and housing and finding sustainable incomes and security. Carlos Ruiz Massieu told the UN Security Council that in discussions with former combatants, it became clear that in the early years following the 2016 peace agreement, boosting reintegration instilled hope among thousands of ex-combatants, but he said that ex-combatants told him these gains may be in jeopardy. He pointed to a lack of income, land ownership, and the deaths of 296 ex-combatants, mainly by armed groups and criminals. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill raising the United States debt ceiling until early December. It delays the prospect of an unprecedented federal default that would cause economic disaster, probably worldwide. The House passed the $480 billion increase in the country's borrowing ceiling Tuesday after the U.S. Senate approved it on a party-line vote last week. Senate Republicans had derailed initial Democratic efforts to raise the debt limit, but a handful of Republicans eventually joined Democrats and allowed the bill to come to the floor for a vote. U.S. Senator, GOP leader Mitch McConnell has said Republicans will offer no support for another increase in December. The U.S. State Department says next month's presidential elections in Nicaragua have lost all credibility because of President Daniel Ortega's arrest of critics and seven potential challengers. Starting in May, Ortega began arresting almost any public figure who disagreed with him, including people who fought alongside him in the country's 1979 revolution. On Thursday, families of 155 political prisoners said their loved ones have been subjected to mistreatment and torture. And at prison, the opposition said those moves have ended any vestige of real electoral competition. And November 7th election in which Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.